All right. He started last night with a call by Mrs. Bullock. Actually, the basis for Bullock, the name Parsha and so forth, and the type of character of Bullock and the lessons that we learned from Bullock. The parsha is very interesting, actually. There are many points that you can bring out regarding the understand that the obligations of a person. For example, we take Bilam. Bilam was actually when on the level of Nevius that he had, and he knew certain things that gave him a certain power. But it seems that every person has to know his particular place, which means no matter what power he has and so forth, he has to understand what responsibility he has that comes along with that particular power. What I want to bring out is based on a And the passage that we see that Bilam said when the Malach confronted them when he was riding with a donkey. The donkey saw the Malach, and Bilam did not see the Malach. Therefore, she veered from the straight place and so forth. And he actually hit the donkey three times, and then with the Moshe made a miracle. Moshe made a miracle, and she saw he saw the Malach and so forth. So he realized what happened here, and meanwhile the Osun, the donkey, spoke to him and said, "Did I ever do such a thing to you before? Wasn't I completely subservient to you in all different ways, even lived with him and so forth?" And he said, "Yes." And yet she said, "So you saw when I changed, you hit me. Why did you hit me three times? Show us your golem." We call a different time. At that time, I would have killed you, Portia, he said. So the Yisrael B, if I had a cherub, if I had a sword, I would have killed you. You saw that they also never moved an inch what you wanted her to do. So don't you think first what something happened over here? So right after that, it says, "Vayigal Hashem es Eidei Bilam," and he saw the Malach. And Chabashtu from the Cherev, and he said, "If you wouldn't have stopped over here," he said, "why did you hit your Osa three times?" He said, "Just the opposite." He said, "I would have killed you. I would have killed you, and or I would have let live." So now let's see this pasuk what Bilam answers. "Vayemer Bilam el Malach Hashem." So Bilam said to the Malach, "Hatoti ki lo yadati. I sinned, but I didn't know that there was a Malach there. That's why I hit the animal. Ki ata nitzavti krosi. I didn't know you were there, but there. And ata now. If you don't want Rabbi Einecho, I'll go back. I'll go home." You have to understand what did Bilam say over here? And what did Bilam say? Bilam said, "Chotosi ki lo yadati." I sinned by hitting the animal and so forth because I didn't know that you were there. So if you didn't know, why is it called a sin? Kotosi ki lo yadati. Kotosi means I sinned when I did know. And I didn't do what I'm supposed to do. I hit the animal because she veered from the place she's supposed to go. She pushed my foot up against the wall. She squeezed my foot the other way. It broke it the other time in the last case. That's why I hit her. What shot Hatosi? There's an interesting story told about Divrei Chaim, the sons of Rebbe, sons of Ro. He had a brother. That a brother was a big Talmud Chacham and so forth, also a brother of the Torah, who was a Mesnaged, who was really against the Rebbes. I mean, he didn't hold to the Rebbes that much. You know, he knew his brother was the Divrei Chaim, was a goyim and tzaddik and so forth. So it seems that the brother was sick, very ill. And for some time, Divrei Chaim didn't even know. When he found out, he came to visit him. Said, "You got your chayla." And he was already getting better. So he said, "How come you didn't come before? Come, you weren't here when I was sick? Do you got your chayla?" "All is fine." So Divrei Chaim said to him, he said, "I didn't know. I didn't know you were sick. Nobody told me. I didn't know anything about it. I would have come." So he said, "That's no excuse. You missed that Rebbe. A Rebbe, you have Kaddish. A Rebbe, the fellow's listening. A Rebbe should know. You should have known that I'm sick." What to give him a dig in the sense of a Rebbe? What does that mean? And really, what's the point of what he wanted to bring out? That a person is a rabbi, he's a Rebbe. He has to be involved in all activities and see what's going on all over. And to investigate, to check, to know all about. He says, if you're a Rebbe, and the Rebbe says the Rebbe or our Rebbe it makes oisim, and all kinds of miracles and so forth, how come you didn't know? You should have known. Kind of, Bilam came to the realization at this particular moment that he was talking guilty for not knowing. And that the pshat over here is that as what the donkey told him was the strongest argument. She said, I never veered an inch from what I'm supposed to do for you. So this was out of the ordinary. So many times a person has to know, how did this come about? It's brought down in halacha even by the Derech HaMusa and so forth, Balei Musa, that if a person comes up to a certain situation, why am I in this situation? Why the Baruch Hu put me in this particular situation? How do I come to this over here? What did I do that this happened to me? Why did this happen to me? To think for a moment, not to react automatically because of what you're being hurt. Because the donkey hurt you and says, "I moved off the road," etc. And then we'll do what you want. Immediately you hit him. In fact, it says in Pirkei Avos, in last week's parrot, there are seven ways that you tell Shiva Dvarim B'Chacham and the Shiva B'Golem. One of the seven things of a Chacham is Eino Nivha Lehoshiv. Also, this particular concept, what I'm saying, Eino Nivha. Which means if you ask him a question and so forth, or he's faced with a dilemma, he's faced with a problem. His Eino Nivhal, he doesn't get what you mean immediately what you call upset and answers right away. He shoots off the cuff, or shoots from the hip. No, Eino Nivhal. I hear what you're saying. I'll think, why? Why did this happen? What is it all about? What's the deal there? That's one of the Yisoides of a Chacham. So that is by the time that the Bilam was Chotosi, as he realized, he learned that I didn't know. That all the chait was that I should have known. I should have known to think that something, maybe I don't know, was a malach. That could be, like he said to Divrei Chaim, to his brother, "You know you were sick, but you should have known, you should have thought into where about your brother a little more. How come you didn't think about your brother?" All of a sudden, you found out. Decided that your brother wasn't on your mind. They ended up trapped by the donkey over here, trying to think of how to tie it to himself, that he should have, at the moment that he saw the, hey, my donkey for years and years never did a thing like this. Let me stop for a moment. What happened here? Let me think. What's going on? Maybe there's something out of the ordinary. Maybe there's something supernatural. Maybe something's happening over here. But not immediately hit the donkey. Like we say in Pirkei Avos, you have to be done all the kafskos. He should have been done his donkey the kafskos. His donkey had a kafskos. He never did anything bad. He tied it with himself. What are you hitting me for? That's the pshat. Potosi. Many times the person is going to be held responsible, after there's some shona. There are certain things that you reacted in a way where you should have had more sense. You should have thought differently. You should have right away considered, what am I doing over here? Why am I reacting this way? And maybe you found out you did the wrong reaction because you didn't think it through. Had you thought that there's something might be over here, you wouldn't have jumped to conclusion. And that's the side of the Fochum and Herrick over there. Ain't a nibble Hashem. He doesn't jump to conclusion. Doesn't have to answer you right away. I hear your question. I hear what you're asking. Well, that it may be good, etc., etc. But let me think. I'll think. Ain't a nibble Hashem. I know many, many people not like that. All right, they'll shoot right at an answer. They'll shoot off the cuff right away. They'll shoot from the hip. And most of these cases are not thought through. And the idea is not thought properly. And the answer is not the problem it should be. And that's the side I say you see from here by Bilam, that he came to that Hakorah, had understanding from the, by the Malach. Potosi says, Kiloyadati, you're right. Yadati, yeah, that you weren't there, but I'm still Potosi, because I should have taken the time to think that something is amiss. Something is remiss over here. Something's wrong. And not jump to conclusion to the animal right away. She didn't deserve to be hit. And Allah said, Taki, I would have killed you and not her. You see, Taki, a very big point over here. No matter how great a person is, and you see a different time, no matter how great a person is, there are certain obligations that he has that you have to be careful in your reactions to things. Each one on his level, every person at his level. You can't just jump to conclusions and so forth. And that's behind the whole idea of the Dan Thorim and so forth. He says the benefit of the doubt. He says the judgment in various cases and so forth. There's a tremendous yesod. And Bilam, your level of nevius and what you lived through with the animals and so forth, you surely should have known. And all of a sudden, the animal talks to you, even though you're a Novi. But an animal talks. So you saw that itself is like a miracle. But the animal's talking to me. You took for granted, huh? The animal's talking. He's hitting the animal already. The animal spoke to you. As the Sforno says over here, when the Pia also in last week's Perek, one of the 10 things that was created. Before Ben Hashmosheh Erev Shabbos, the mouth of to speak of the donkey. There's nothing. Ein kochos tachas Hashemesh. It's creation from Sheish Beberachus. One of the 10 things. Pi Oretz, Pi Aver, for Koirach, Pi Oretz, and Pi Osay. One of the first three. 10 things were created. Keshes, rainbow, the moon, the matash of Shemayim. So forth. So therefore, you should have known it. Sure, you should have realized that such a miracle happens. Something's wrong over here. That's why he says Chotosi. So I said he realized that point. But that what everybody has to, every person at his level has to understand that as well. That the pshat is that the person should never jump to a conclusion. When you're faced with that problem, when you're faced with certain a sudden situation and so forth, you gotta pull back and think for a moment. You don't react immediately. You don't retort. You don't shoot off the hip and so forth. You have to see why, where, when. What about the Baal Shem Tov is brought? I was once forced by Erev Shabbos, made a sponsor, so a tremendous call of Shabbos and so forth. And which he, the Kiddusha, he couldn't understand why he saw that. Why should he see such a thing in the coming of Shabbos, to see such a desecration of the Kiddusha of Shabbos and so forth. Something, I must have done something wrong. It's like a little punishment for me. And he started to think and think until he came up with a reason, talking that he once didn't keep Shabbos 100% with a certain little point over there. And he was forced to go through this suffering of seeing such a kind of Shabbos and so forth. Also, the reaction of, when he said, to understand, why am I put in this situation? Why the voice had me there? As the Jews did 10 times in the Midbar to complain right away. Vayelenu, Vayelenu, they complain. That's the worst of timing. Avraham Avinu didn't complain about any of the Nisyonos. Any of the Nisyonos. In fact, that's the discourse that we have in the sense of the what Moshe Rabbeinu tiny to the Bnei Yisrael after the Meraglim was the 10th Nisoyo, was the Meraglim. And he tiny to the Bnei Yisrael, Ato Yigdol no Hashem. He said, "Hashem, Hashem, Erech HaPayim," and Rosh says, "Salachik in he shouldn't destroy the Jews and make him as so he's called a great godel. I make you a great godel, a great nation." He told the Baal HaTurim says over there, "Where the Baal HaTurim? The word Yigdal over there has a big yud, big yud." He says, "Why is it a big yud?" Because he says, "Moshe Rabbeinu tiny to the Bnei Yisrael, that was the tiny." The Bnei Yisrael said, "Let me go. I'm going to destroy the Klal Yisrael and make you a great nation and start all over again." Moshe said, "Wait a minute," he says. "It's true," he says. "Im heim aviseinu nisucha, they tested you. Ba'asor nisyonos." Hanoi, he says, "Avraham HaTzadik, Atoni Sisa Israel, Vasor Nishoinois, and who am I to call him?" Did he lose himself? He didn't lose himself. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, this was his, the Baal HaTurim says Pshat, and the big Yud is the connection for the Yud to Yud. The Yud Nishoinois, Avraham Avinu, went through. And Kibbul es Kulam never complained. Even when that Akedah of Yitzchak that you promised me a child and to give back that child in Akedah not to say a word. And as the Perek says in last week's Perek, that the love of Rav Avinu for the Bnei Shalom. So Mida Kineged Mida, Moshe Bnei Shalom. How could you destroy the Jewish people now? His 10 knocks out your 10. You look at Eged Nida. The 10 Nisyonos that the Jewish people went against you and now you want to destroy them and that. No, back off. Avraham Avinu stood back. And that's Shad Yigdal no, Godel. And I said Pshat, I said Pshat that the ancient word Godel. We say in the Shemoneh Esrei, Godel, Agibah, Noira. Only these three attributes of the Bnei Shalom. The Gemara brings, remember the Gemara? The Gemara says they wanted to say all the Shvachim for the Bnei Shalom. And when the man stopped, he said, "You finished all the Shvachim? You can't say all the Shvachim. It's impossible. Call it Shvachos. The Machlokes is in the Nishmas, where you say, Roiva Shvachos, they call it Shvachos. The Bnei Shalom say, we call. You look at Nishmas over there, at Shabbos. But the Achikneshadon said these three. So I once said, why dafke these three? And we say it in the Shmon Esrei Taki, Godel, Agibah, V'Anoira. So I said, because that depicts, I think, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. By Avraham, it says, V'es, V'es, Oisko, L'Goy, Godel. Goy Godo. Godo says by Avraham Avinu. By Yaakov, he says, Man Noira Hamokom Hazeh. Noira is Yaakov. By Yitzchok, it says, by the Plishtim, it says, Ovek, Ki Atzamto Mimenu Miyoi. The Targum says, Titokifto, the Gibor, Gevura of Yitzchok. Yitzchok was Gevura. Is Godol HaGibor VaHaNoira brings in the schusim of the Ovois, Kei Avraham, Kei Yitzchok, Kei Yaakov, Kei Godol VaHaNoira, Mida Kineged Mida, the Midas of these of the Ovois counteract to the iniquities of the people, of the Jewish people throughout the generations against the Rabbanei Shalom, for their forgiveness, for Kei HaShem Erech HaPayim, that's the Yisoid of Erech HaPayim. Come Erech HaPayim the front of, as it says the Pirkei Avos last week. Erech HaPayim. For 10 generations. And that's he said the 10. And there's a medrash, the medrash brings that Asor and Yisyoide Shal Avraham Avinu is Kineged Asor Ma'amor Shinivro Oilam. The same concept of the Asor that Moshe created the world in that sense. So we see over here that tremendous, astounding Balatur. Astounding. That the concept of Yigdal, and the way I said definitely the word Yigdal, Godel, that's the way Godel. And Avraham Avinu is Omad, me the Kineged, me the Yigdal, you have to do that also. You can't, don't destroy them. Hold yourself back, Erech HaPayim. I said over there, and right away he said the next Postic says over there, Slach to the way Omazer, Ve'am HaShem, Slach to Kidvarech. Not to destroy the Jewish people. Even Moshe Rabbeinu could have been Goy Godel. He would have been a new nation on his own. His own, no. And made the Jewish people remain. Rabbi, they were punished. No, punished is punished. But they're heirs. But to destroy the whole Jewish people, that's good enough. That I saw, that I saw in the Shoinesh, and you say the parable over there, they're not supposed to say it's upon them. They show them the Koili 10 times. 10 generations, so forth. What? That's the Kerech HaPayim. That was Yisrael. And it brought down the Chaim HaKodesh. I don't want to go through the whole thing. Chaim HaKodesh and Parshas, Lukas. The Chaim HaKodesh brings that the concept over here, that you see that the whole Erech HaPayim in that sense over here, that the Marich Af. What does Erech HaPayim mean? Erech HaPayim means that really the person is guilty. The decree is there. The Chesima was signed. He's supposed to be punished. But Erech HaPayim, you're holding off the punishment. There are two types of kas. The fourth parak, it says, Toiv Erech HaPayim Vikibur. And Moshe Baruchai, we like it here. So Moshe Baruchai means that a person controls himself, doesn't get angry. So there's no anger manifesting on the other person actually at all. You hold yourself back and you forget about this. But Erech HaPayim means that there is anger already and there's rightful anger and he has to be punished. It was sealed already, it's too late. But Erech HaPayim. You hold off that af, that anger is held off. And he's not punished. They were held off for 10 generations. Manoach and so forth. So we see, so the Chaim says, so we see that difference over here in the concept of the Erech HaPayim and so forth, that a person could be punished. Yeah, so the Chaim HaKodesh says, but we see that Erech HaPayim actually, according to Perek, is 10 generations. We have many generations that are not. They're not destroying. They're not 10 generations. Does Erech HaPayim mean that's just 10 generations? See, he said the schus of Avraham Avinu destroyed the 10 generation concept. Schus of Avraham Avinu, when he was in the Shoinis, took away that, which means that Erech HaPayim could go further than 10 generations. Sometimes the schus of Avraham could go further. Sometimes you can evoke the schus, sometimes you can't. But that schus of Avraham Avinu is the antithesis and so forth against that the Erech HaPayim should not even happen, even the Dafkin in the 10 generations. and many times it could go further for generations. You know, Chaim talks at that particular point. So we see, and see over here, that's the Yisoid a person has to know. And that major lesson I want to bring out over here is that every person has to know his level, never to jump to conclusion, never to nivel hoshi and so forth, and to see in the situation where I find myself, why am I in this situation, Taki? Think for a moment. Did I do something wrong? Come to smear, Taki, this punishment? All tzaddikim, gedolim, chachomim, so forth, all bali musim and chassidim, and always check that why this happened to me? Why? Must be something to look back at their maisim, that because something maybe, and I have to correct something. Maybe I didn't do something right. And many times they found certain things that they thought they were weakened, and this could be the cause. There was a maestro there, I was told from the Shishiva around Kotla. I learned this particular story. At one time, he said on himself, he said the maestro himself. He said one time, he was very, very sharp, very straight to the point. And he was, if you ever go to Nubla, he would shoot from the hip, so forth. One time, there was a clash, he asked for some safe. And in Kletzk, this was in Europe, yet in Yeshiva, and he knocked off the kasha. He's very sharply against the Chacham Sofer. There of Shabbos, and that day he said one of his children, that he was the daughter Sarah, fell and broke her arm. When he came home and he found out, he said, "Oi, what just happened?" He said, "Because I shouldn't have said that to the Chacham Sofer. I could not have expressed myself in such a way, and the Chacham Sofer, you don't say that. Why didn't it happen to me?" He said, "Why did it happen to me?" He said, "Because I was in Torah. I'm in Torah, so the Torah was Megino Matzla, but my family was hurt because of me." And he said, He held the havoch. He said that she fell and broke her arm. And I was pushing at that particular time, and that time was because I sort of was like, should not have spoken like that in the Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer, you don't speak like that. You might disagree with the question, you might disagree and so forth, but you don't talk like Chacham Sofer." He said that. I want to show you the Mamash example that I heard, that I myself saw from that rock. And you see from there that a person has to think, why am I in this situation? Why did this happen to me? Not to jump to conclusion, and I'm right, and I hit the animal there. Even Bilam came to that conclusion too. But Tosi can lay it that. Sometimes you have to know that the Loyadati is a chatos if you don't handle it properly and you don't act like you're supposed to act. That's what it says. That's the Yisrael I want to bring out. And with that, we see over here, to end what the Sforno says over here, the Tosin opened up her mouth and spoke to Bilam. He says, "Ador d'chsiv," that's what the Pasuk says, "Hashem sforsai tiftach ufiyagit yilosecha." What we say before is monastery. Hashem sforsai tiftach. May the burst of open my mouth. What does it got to do with that? It's the connection over here. What's the connection? The Sforno is saying that I want to say such a type of point over here. Many people think over here that you have to be affected because the Osir spoke to Bilam, a donkey talks. It's a miracle. So everybody comes to Bilam, everybody comes to that conclusion. That's supernatural. But Hashem Sforza Tifta, you have to know that Hashem Sforza Tifta, that I can open my mouth, that a person, when he speaks, to realize that everything that a person does is Hashem Sforza Tifta. The person wants it, one moment, the person can stop talking. That itself, the Swana was saying, you have to consider yourself, what you're doing is like miracles, that the person is Eftah Hashem is also. Just like the animal talk, the person has to know that gave us the miracle that we could talk, and that we could do things, and it's Omen HaShemayim, ain't on the making that's worried, that you hurt yourself, whatever it may be, and the Machrizim HaShemayim, it all comes from heaven. It's not that I do it on my own power, my own koyach. No, Hashem's supposed to tiftach. If you start your essay knowing and understanding and realizing that Hashem's supposed to tiftach, that when I'm my power, that my speech is because the voice of gives me that power, then you can have a good Shmoneh Esrei. That's the concept over here. And that's the Yisrael that a person has to have in mind at all times to think why, how, where, when, and so forth these things happen, and to react properly in a proper manner in that way, and not to do wrong by overreacting, reacting too soon, resorting to immediate, but an ainu nivul hoshe, not to be in such a way. And that way the person will be is mekayim and din over here. They shouldn't be chatosi kelo yadat.
Shoyach.
Yashukokoko, Rabbi.